Dale Stevens is with us. Dale is with Trinity Enterprise. He looks at the Māori kaupapa within that organisation going forward, and also is with Māori Tourism. Thank you for your time once again, Dale. Tēnā koe. Tēnā koe, man. Look, I know you were at the Iwi Chairs Forum as a director on Te Rārua Asset Holding Company, Te Waka Pupuri Pūtea. What did you think about the forum, Dale?
Yeah, look, I think it's often underrated because of the, I guess, all of the interest around the Waitangi celebrations and commemorations. I think the role of the Iwi Chairs up there in the days preceding it is often overlooked, and I think there's a lot of value in the kaupapa that's being discussed, because it's really bringing together 77, I think it is, Iwi leaders from across the motu to discuss some very important kaupapa as we try and develop socially, economically, and culturally. So I think it's a huge kaupapa, and I think it's a missed opportunity for the media to really understand what it's all about.
The comms from the Iwi Leaders Group ain't flash, if I can say that. It at times feels as though it's almost a gated community. I know it's not. But we don't get a lot of, I don't know if they have a dedicated comms person, Dale. A lot of what goes on there is pretty internalised, if you will. Why is that, do you think?
Yeah, that was an issue that was raised by the Prime Minister himself during the session with the government. I think one of the clear issues is that of comms, and the Prime Minister has asked very clearly that there be much clearer communication between the government and the Iwi Chairs, because a lot of what the Iwi Chairs are trying to achieve is very much within the wheelhouse of what the government wants to achieve. So clearing up that communication and getting a lot more transparency, I think that'll be a lot more beneficial, not just for the Iwi leaders themselves or for the government, but actually for us out in the community to know what our rangatira are discussing and how important that mahi is for all of us.
It is important for politicians to create good relationships. You know, what's life about? It's about relationships, isn't it? And there appeared some nervousness, some trepidation from, for instance, the new Prime Minister, who hasn't really attended Waitangi Day events, well, certainly not in his capacity as the leader of the country in this three-way coalition. What did you make of the tone of their conversation? And at times, there's been criticism that they really missed the point, missed the opportunity to address the very reason that people were so incensed that they travelled in great numbers to Waitangi, preferring to tow a fairly predictable line.
Yeah, I think, I hate to say it, but I think I tend to look at Waitangi through a couple of different lenses. And one, to me, is around the whole kotahitanga, bringing everybody together, that unity of purpose. And I listened to Willie talk just before before the break just now, and a couple of comments he made, you know, about the Labor Party not being recognised. Maybe that's the issue. Maybe it's not about political parties being recognised, but going past that to understand what we're trying to achieve together. Now, I'm sure that Willie would be one who would quite rightfully say that actually Māori MPs in Parliament get on a lot better together, regardless of what party they're on, because at the end of the day, Māori MPs, we all share the same kaupapa about doing the right thing for all our people. So I do wonder whether we need some clearer messaging to understand the tremendous amount of work that goes on across to our Māori through the whole year that often culminates in discussions like held by the Iwi Chairs, and then whether that transfers itself to that public arena on the pai at the marae at Waitangi. Because I can tell you that the conversation between the Iwi Chairs and the government on the third day of the forum was very direct. It was very, I would say, it's a mixture of positive, negative, and constructive. But in the main part, the 11 issues raised by the Iwi Chairs Forum were very clear issues, and they're absolutely what the government wants to be very clear on, understanding and working with Māori to resolve. So I do wonder whether we're missing an opportunity to understand the wider context of what various groups within the country, within our communities, within our Māori, within our MPs, our caucuses, we're actually all trying to achieve the same thing, different methodology on many occasions, but we're actually trying to get to the same place.
I take your point. there. What about he whakaputanga? It feels at times that most politicians haven't got their head around what that signing stands for or how it might be applicable in a modern context, preferring to almost push it to the side. Yes, I know that Te Tiriti warrants acknowledgement on the 6th of February, but there is that document too that precedes it by 5 years, which seems almost collectively, from a politician's perspective, to be pushed aside or into the too hard basket.
I tend to agree with you. And I heard a commentary yesterday on an unnamed radio station, not yours, from a man who said that there was lawlessness before, lawlessness and no control of society prior to the British arriving. Now, you and I both know that's completely wrong, and that Aotearoa was operating under a tikanga across the motu. But because it wasn't, I guess, of a style that was understood by the newcomers to the country, it was considered to be lawless. But in fact, the relationship with the newcomers was such that their lawlessness required action by Ngā Iwi Māori to get them under control, because they weren't responding to tikanga Māori, didn't understand it. And so I think whakaputanga is very important because it put a stake in the ground and says enough is enough. We want the people who are arriving in our country to understand our people and work.